Rabbi Sparrow, Stephen Miller Unjustly Maligned by Political Left. By Rabbi Aryeh Sparrow on December 25, 2019. Stephen Miller, a senior advisor to President Donald Trump, has been maligned once again by those opposed to America First policies and those wishing to destroy the Trump presidency. Democrats, including left-wing Jewish members of Congress, are maliciously labeling him a white supremacist. They are wrong to do so. It is the furthest thing from the truth. I have known Mr. Miller prior to his becoming a member of President Trump's staff. Mr. Miller is serious in his commitment to the Jewish people and to Israel, and has continued to be so throughout his college years and those years in D.C. prior to his elevation to his current position. It is ludicrous and shameful to claim that Mr. Miller would favor or promote the very white supremacists who are enemies of the Jewish people. It seems that Mr. Miller's accusers confuse white supremacy with the justifiable and noble principle of America First. It is the duty of a president to make decisions with an eye toward what is first best for the American people whom he, or she, serves, their jobs, when to go to war, immigration and borders, and expenditures and protections that place Americans before the interests of people in other lands. That is a good form of nationalism, and is not supremacy. The use of the phrase America First, as understood by today's patriotic citizens, is radically different from Charles Lindbergh's intent when using a similar phrase almost a century ago. Too many Democrats and liberals, and their cheerleaders in the media, deliberately label passionate patriotism as white nationalism. These attacks are but the latest attempt to bring down President Trump, as we have seen during the past 3 years of hoaxes, lies, and intimidations coming from those who wish to end the Trump presidency unlawfully. They wish, as was the strategy of Saul Alinsky, to destroy a movement by targeting its people one by one. If President Trump were to cave to these malicious demands, the accusers would jubilantly claim they were correct in painting Mr. Trump's staff as white supremacists, and would not stop with their false accusations. The Jewish members of the Democrat Party who support the effort to remove Mr. Miller are not only loyal pawns of those wishing to harm the Trump administration but are also part of a group within liberal American Jewry that is uncomfortable with notions of nationalism and is very much inclined towards universalism. 25 Jewish Democrats have signed a letter against Mr. Miller, doing so specifically as Jews. All, except one, declined to support a U.S. House resolution earlier this year against the true anti-Semites within their own midst, such as Reps. Ilhan Omar, DMN, Rashida Tlaib, DME, and others. They seem to tolerate anti-Semitism if coming from the left or from within the Democrat Party, thus demonstrating how they politicize anti-Semitism as a means of furthering their political agenda. A good number of these Jewish Democrats are consistently critical of Israel. Some even tried to humiliate Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in 2015 by boycotting his address to Congress. They appear motivated only by whatever it takes to bring down Mr. Trump. They put their hatred of him above their love of their fellow Jews, and their love of America. Rabbi Sparrow is spokesman for Conference of Jewish Affairs, author of Pushback and Why Israel Matters to You, and president of Caucus for America.